Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Four of Swords. I mentioned that yesterday, by the way, and it comes to us from artist Diana Bach. You can follow her on Facebook and Instagram. This is a deck in progress, which will be published through U.S. Game Systems, and, you know, it's one of the ones I am very much looking forward to. So, you know, give all the artists a follow and, you know, see what they're doing, because they have been hand-selected, many of them. Yesterday, I showed you work by Michael Calandra that he did for 78 Tarot, and that's how U.S. Games found a lot of these people, is through the 78 Tarot Project, because they hire some of the most phenomenal artists out there. All right, now, Four of Swords, rest, respite, recovery. Yeah, and again, the chills there. Yesterday, we saw a trine with the Sun in Leo and Chiron in Aries. You know, the giver of life, vitality, and confidence and creativity. You know, with the Wounded Healer. And that's just it, man. What do you need to recover? There is definitely something that's going on here. It's a process. It doesn't all happen in a day, but I definitely think that for many of you, there has been some form of major change in lifestyle, all right, that you have to take into consideration. Maybe not as major as some people may undergo, but it varies from person to person. However, you know, this is a month that has a lot of twists and turns and directions in it. And when we see this card very often, we still have, you know, there's more things, right? You see the swords hanging over the guy's head, right? So maybe you put one issue to rest. But that's a start. That's a big start. And, you know, what you always have to remember, what you cannot do today, there's always tomorrow, all right? Because that's what the recovery process is kind of about. You have to take it one day at a time and do what you can with each thing. So if you're thinking to yourself, I still have issues hanging over my head. There will always be issues hanging over your head, okay? That's life. But it's how you choose to react. There's also the possibility here of, you know, maybe, just maybe, seeing a prayer being answered. Is it a big one? I don't think so. But I get the feeling that there is something that's getting closer. The when of it, I'm not sure. But I can feel it, like it's coming. It doesn't necessarily have to do with you. But when you consider that everyone is involved in this recovery process and what it takes to make it happen, everybody's life is evolving. That means that the landscape of things is changing. I mean, we even have, you know, coming up, we've got another North Node aspect, which will be taking place. And that's tomorrow, with the Sun squaring the North Node and then squaring Uranus, for goodness sake. But change is not always easy. So when we see this card, while sometimes it gives, you know, that good feeling of being able to rest and everything, I'm just saying, there might be some new direction here, like, and I think it's known to you, I need to do this, I need to, you know, get this started to make this happen, you know, and sometimes it feels a little bit difficult, but whatever is going on, just know that. It's kind of all, I want to say, like falling into place in a way, all right? It's a little bit at a time, and I do have a time frame in mind, a couple time frames. If you listen to my subscription videos, like my full moon, new moon, and all of that, you're going to go, oh, okay. There's definitely something on the horizon, because this is building and churning and creating changes for you that are really going to make a difference. And you'll definitely be seeing it in the long run. So, rest, recovery, and respite. can you take a breather today? Can you just say, okay, yes, I know, I still have to do this. I still have to handle this, you know, this issue over here. But you have to feel good about what you've accomplished as well. And that is truly what matters. Give yourself credit where credit is due. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.